race. They beat us last weekend, and I told them they have till Tuesday to get this one out of their system. And when they come over here on Tuesday for practice and meetings, they got to be ready to go. It's all about UAB. We're back into the conference race. I said, we're not going to have a pity party. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're not going to hang our head and mope around here. We're going to come back on Tuesday, and we're going to do what we got to do, and we got to get to work. There's two types of teams when you start getting into November. I mean, you've got the teams that are playing for something and those that are trying to play spoiler. And right now we're playing for something.
Playing for that Conference USA Championship. Handful of high school football games were postponed last Friday, giving us games tonight. Didn't rain Friday, didn't rain tonight. We've got football tonight, though. 12 Arrow Green Central set for a 7 o'clock start time. West Carteret, West Craven also playing tonight at 7. The other games, Roanoke and Southside, North Pitt and North Lenore, both those games also at 7 o'clock. All the scores highlights coming up later on tonight. The last time State came to Greenville, David Garrard led the Pirates to a victory tonight. Garrard takes the national stage as the Jags host unbeaten Indianapolis. Garrard knows this is a big one in the AFC South.
That's the thing that really matters. You know, you want to have a chance to be in a division lead. The Colts have always, you know, seemed to have been that team to lead it.
Boston Red Sox punching their ticket to the Fall Classic last night. The Sox and the Colorado Rockies open the World Series coming up on Wednesday night in Beantown. Rookie second baseman Dustin Pedroia, the story. Sox led 3-2 in the seventh. Pedroia, two-run homer, make it 5-2. But a bases loaded double for Pedroia in the eighth. Red Sox won it 11-2. Those 11 former Kinston players plus the three former K-Trop managers just miss out on a World Series trip. And finally, time now for our nightly feature. Our play of the day is our Bailey's Best. And it comes to us tonight from the other team in the World Series, Denver, Colorado. The Red Sox were winning in seven. The Rockies were trying to work out at Coors Field, and they found snow at Coors Field. How about this for a snowball? Rockets, of course, would work out indoors. World Series starts on Wednesday. Back with more news for you right after this.
At Time Warner Cable, we offer home phone service, Roadrunner high-speed online, and cable in one affordable package. It's simple, and it saves you money. And installation is fast and easy. Satellite won't say that. Call now and get three great services for one low price. All on our advanced fiber network. Switch now and get cable, Roadrunner, and digital phone for as low as $29.95 each per month for 12 months. Time Warner Cable, the power of you.
At Toyota of Mewburn, it's all about you and the savings. The 2008s are here, and Toyota of Mewburn is already marking them down. New 2008 Corollas from $239 down, $239 a month. Or new 07 Tundras from $279 a month. Or get 0% or $3,000 cash back. Plus huge savings on every new gas-sipping Scion model. Now at Toyota of Mewburn, the dealer that makes a difference. 1603 Highway 70 East, Mewburn. ToyotaofMewburn.com.
Been there for me. All the sacrifices you made for me. All the birthdays you made special, even though we didn't have much. I just want to tell you something that is long overdue. I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. Love you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, is there anything?
Hey, what's that mean? Our goal is the best network here.
Oh, well, the best network means uninterrupted service.
That's quite a goal, right?
Yes, well, for uninterrupted service, our cell tower engineers.
They sound important.
Yes, well, they really know their areas. Many of
the engineers.
Yes, they live in the area.
They live in the area, so that's smart.
Smart,
so smart.
Give you uninterrupted service.
Uninterrupted.
Yeah.
I like that.
U.S. Cellular is wireless where you matter most.
There are trillions of allergens circulating throughout the average American home. But now, Trane introduces the first central air system that removes up to 99.98% of the allergens from all the air that it heats or cools. Trane Clean Effects. Isn't it time you expected more from your system?
Receive up to a $1,200 rebate and special financing with qualifying Trane systems. Call All Seasons Heating and Cooling at 910-347-6069.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Awesome, beautiful day, and the good news is some rain on the way.
Yes, got some rain coming here by Wednesday into Thursday. Now for tomorrow, a very warm day coming our way, highs back to around 85, near record highs, but there's your rain chance Wednesday into Thursday.
All right. And you know, earlier we were talking about Slim Short's death, and all three of us worked with Slim, of course, and he was just to me, he was just one of those special guys who was just a Southern gentleman, just a real pleasure to be around.
Yeah, he really was. And I know when I first started here, I had to fill in sometimes in the morning for Jim Woods, and Slim would be one that you had to be really sharp around. He was very witty.
Got an early
morning. If he could throw something at you, you had to be ready to throw something right back.
You know? Absolutely. You like him too.
I had that great personality, and really with him and Jim Woods and the both passing, it's a shame for everybody. We're all better people for knowing guys like Jim Woods.
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. In fact, I was thinking just about that. The Slim Short was one of those folks who just made you a better person just being around him. Yeah. And we want to tell you good night and ask you to please take a look at this. It is some reflection about Slim Short's life. Thanks for being with us.
When I came to WNCT, it was 1959.
Strolling in with Carolina today.
They always say that two of the best things that ever happened to me was...
Dress up like a turkey, not exactly.
Me thinks I be a turkey bird.
And we brought the turkey in here to the station. But it was funny. Thank you, WNCT. It was my life. And my goodness, what a life.
Hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings. Concerned about the dangers of synthetic hormone therapy? Health Life Pharmacy of Greenville offers individual patient consultations with our pharmacists to solve the menopausal symptoms that drive you crazy. Our professional staff meets with you to privately discuss your individual symptoms. Following your private consultation, we collaborate with your physician, formulating customized prescriptions to solve your specific problems. Don't suffer any longer. The professionals at Health Life Pharmacy can help you enjoy life during menopause.
Experience a new degree of dining. Welcome to University Chop House of Greenville, Eastern North Carolina's premier chop house. Enjoy our complimentary sushi bar, raw bar, or chef's choice, along with daily drink specials, weekdays 5 to 6:30. Listen to live music every Friday and Saturday night, or just catch the game with friends. University Chop House of Greenville, a new degree of dining. For lunch and dinner reservations, call 252-439-CHOP. Open Monday through Saturday in the Lincroft Shopping Center in front of Best Buy.
Tuesday, he lost his job and his son.
Looking forward is critical.
Super Bowl champion Tony Dungy on life's challenges.
You realize that you can move on.
And how you can overcome them. And Wednesday, the secret to looking younger doesn't come out of a jar or from going under the knife. How to reverse your body's weakest link and look and feel 15 years younger, naturally. On the 700 Club.
Tuesday at 10 on WNCT 9.
It's time for the weekly Pirate Press Conference. Let's hear what Coach Holtz has to say about the Pirate football team. And now, here's the coach of the East Carolina Pirates, Coach Holtz.
In reviewing the NC State game last week, it was a hard loss. It was a frustrating loss. I know from a player standpoint, they were extremely down. It was a very emotional game for them. Very down, very flat, very quiet yesterday. I know that was a game that we really wanted. And what made it so frustrating was I thought that they played hard. I thought that they played physical. I thought that they played emotional. We didn't play very smart, and we didn't play very well. We had won the UTEP game. We'd won the Central Florida game. We'd won the Houston game defensively, creating a lot of turnovers and gaining positive field positions and having to drive a short field. And it seems like in this game, when you make the type of mistakes, fumbling the ball is an unforced error, kind of on your own 20-yard line, when you have a punt blocked, when you make some of the mistakes that we made, it makes it very difficult to win. I don't think we played very smart, but I thought they played extremely hard. I give NC State an awful lot of credit. I thought they tackled extremely well as a defense. I thought from an offensive standpoint, Daniel Evans really played a great game. I thought he threw some great balls in that game, and I thought he did a very nice job of protecting the football. You could tell that the week off was very helpful to them, and they corrected a lot of the mistakes that they had been shooting themselves in the foot with during the early part of the year. But I think when you look at that game, it makes it very frustrating, and you feel like you made some mistakes, and we gave some things away, and we didn't make them earn it. And so from that standpoint, it's frustrating, and you feel like you gave one away. But at the same time, I thought NC State played a really good football game. You take your your bumps and bruises from there, and you get ready for UAB. As I told the team, we have until Tuesday. We met with them Sunday night. We watch the film. We go out and practice. I told them at the end they have till Tuesday, but when they come over Tuesday, they need to get ready for UAB. We're back into the conference race. There's two types of teams that are playing in November. I mean, those that are playing for something and those that are trying to spoil somebody else. And so from where we are right now, we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to continue to play for the conference race. Obviously, we're going to need some help with Southern Miss somewhere along the way, but all we can do is control what we can control, and we've got to come over ready to play UAB. I mean, you look at UAB, and you can fall into the very similar trap that a lot of people fell into with NC State. At NC State's 1-5, they're not very good, but when you look at the teams that they had played against, they were playing against some very quality competition. Same thing right now is true with UAB. When you look in conference, they've lost to Tulsa and Houston. Out of the conference, they've lost to Michigan State, Florida State, and Mississippi State. So they've played some very good football teams, and so I think you can take the statistics, I think you can take the record, you can kind of throw it out the window, but when you put on the film with UAB, I think Coach Callahan has done a great job there as he's just starting. Callaway's done a very nice job since he's got there. They've got a very scrappy team. They play extremely hard. They're playing with a lot of very young players. When you look at them, they're playing with a lot of freshman wide receivers. They're playing with predominantly a freshman defensive front. They're playing with a lot of younger players, but I think they're very talented with their wide receivers. They're big and they're fast. I think their quarterback's doing a very nice job for them, and I think they have a really good running back. I think when you look at them on the defensive side of the ball, the strength is in their secondary. They have some upperclassmen that have played for them back there for a while, and they're really doing a nice job on the back end against the pass. But I think, again, they're just young up front, but they're very talented. I think it's a very talented group, and I think right now our biggest concern as we come into this week is us. I think as we go out to practice, we've got to focus a little bit more on what we do, not get so concerned right now with who we're playing. We say it all the time, forget who we're playing, make them earn what they get, and let's worry about our execution. In that game Saturday night, I don't think we played real smart as a defense, and I don't think we executed very well as an offense. We had as many drop passes as we have all year. I don't think Rob threw the ball as accurately as he had, and it was just hard to get anything on track. Even in the third quarter, after the slow start, when it was at that point it was 24-21, then we threw the interception, and I was just kind of hoping we could hold them to a field goal and keep it a one-score game, but they took the ball down there and were able to put it into the end zone. And as I said, Daniel threw a great ball down here into the corner to Eugene with Fred Wilson chasing him. He just threw a great ball in there, and we couldn't get it stopped. But I think more than anything for us right now is worrying about us and executing and the way we read defenses and the way we throw the ball and the way we catch passes and doing those things to make sure that we can kind of put a better step forward, because certainly was not one of our better efforts on Saturday from an execution standpoint.
This is Eastern North Carolina's Talk Giants. Talk 1070 WNCT. Greenville, your station for the Pirates.
It's that time of year again. Pirate fans everywhere are ready for football Saturdays in Greenville. Remember that to look your best for game day this year, there's only one place to shop. UBE in Uptown Greenville. UBE has everything to get ready for the season, whether it's tailgating accessories or the largest selection of ECU apparel in the world. New at UBE this year, you'll find a huge selection of ECU ladies sportswear and Greenville's home for the famous Vera Bradley pocketbooks. After you check out UBE for Vera Bradley and the soon-to-be famous Purple Claw, head over to their sister store, Catalog Connection, on 5th Street for rainbow sandals and all your favorite catalog clothing. Hey ladies, do you need a gift for that guy in your life? UBE has all the latest pirate gear with great looking Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike sideline apparel. Maybe you need to shop for the little one. UBE has you covered with tons of little pirate wear arriving daily just for kids. And don't forget, you can shop UBE online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PirateWear.com. That's UBE and PirateWear.com. Go Pirates!
Community banking as you want it to be. The excellence of ECB. Hi, I'm Tiffany Griffiths with the East Carolina Bank and branch manager of ECB's newest location in Winterville. That's right, we have expanded our community style of banking to Winterville and South Greenville. Now you can take advantage of our great financial products like free personal and business checking, free online banking with bill pay, consumer, business, and mortgage loans, as well as all-day banking. ECB's community style of banking means service with a smile. We are involved in the communities in which we live and work. Is your bank really focused on you and your financial needs? I invite you to stop by 38 810 South Memorial Drive, or call me at 252-321-7914. Let me demonstrate why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking as you want it to be.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Bob Simon from the Beef Barn. While others are celebrating their grand openings, the Beef Barn is celebrating anniversaries, 40 of them. As you know, the Beef Barn's been around since 1967, but there's nothing old about the beautiful new barn. Great steaks, chicken and seafood, a daily lunch buffet, and Greenville's best salad bar are what many know us for. But you'll find many favorites on our new expanded menu. Portobello crab dip and our 22-ounce cowboy steak are just some of the new items that you can enjoy at Greenville's hometown steakhouse. There's not a better setting for a family Sunday brunch or quiet romantic dinner for two. You'll still find the same great food and service, but the award-winning wine list and the atmosphere is what makes the Beef Barn Greenville's best. Need the Beef Barn to cater your function? Call Donna for parties and events, 756-1161. For business meetings or family gatherings, you've been coming to the Beef Barn for 40 years. Stop by and discover the Beef Barn again.
Make it tonight at the Beef Barn.
Call for reservations at 756-1161.
Should be back. Cotton played about 29 plays, I believe, in this game, and he rotated with Chambliss, and it's kind of nice to have both those guys. With Chambliss is really playing better. He's playing a really, really good football for us right now. He's growing up as just a sophomore, and he's getting on the field. You can see him really start to flourish, which has been positive, because last year Quentin Cotton got an opportunity to roll with Van Eskridge when Van Eskridge was a Will linebacker, so he got a chance to roll with him, and now all of a sudden with Jeremy kind of playing better, with both those guys having shoulders, they'll both be ready to play. Pierre Bell came out of this one much cleaner than he did a week ago, and I think they're starting to get a little bit healthier. As long as we can avoid it slipping out. You know, Jeremy Chambliss is going to be sore this week, but I think he's really playing well, and having Quentin Cotton there and having him coming back will be helpful. Injury-wise in this game, Nick Johnson will be limited this week, but it's going to be predicated on how he responds to treatment. Whether or not he'll be able to play. Willie Barton is out with his ankle, and Anthony Johnson, a guy that's playing on the special teams for us, is out with his foot. So we lost those three, and outside of that, I believe there are 13 players that are going to be limited with practice time. It was a very physical game, more so probably than anybody. The wide receivers, Philip Henry has a shoulder, Michael Hickman has a groin, Jamar Bryant has a knee. Those guys are expected to play Saturday right now, but they're going to be limited with what we can get done during practice, and then just have a lot of bumps and bruises. So as you get later in the season, we talked about it as a staff for a while, we're going to have to be really smart with this team this week. You get towards the end of the year with only four games remaining, you're going to have to start to cut practice time, take them out of pads a little bit more, not hit as much, doing some of those type of things, because as you're getting this late in the year, guys do have a tendency to get beat up a little bit, and we got to turn to make sure that they're fresh for Saturday. And, you know, with four games left, you want to continue to emphasize the fundamentals, but you don't need to work them as hard this late in the season as you did early in the season when you're trying to develop so many younger players. Josh Kaufman should be back this week as well, which would be a nice bonus, because all of a sudden you have an opportunity to get him, and whether we put him at left tackle or we put Stanley Bryan over at right tackle to roll with DJ Scott. DJ Scott's doing some very good things in the running game, but in the passing game a little bit right now, he's struggling as a freshman. That really kind of showed up Saturday with some of the struggles he had with their defensive ends. But having Josh Kaufman back, even though you lose Willie Barton, will give you another guy that you can turn and put in there and rotate and roll with one of the tackles.
Taco Bell's introducing, and don't even tell me you're going to spend another football season without a high-definition flat-screen TV. It's time to call Jason Pear at Pear Electronics, the largest retailer for flat screens in Eastern Carolina. And Pear Electronics has the largest customized installation team in the area. Just call Jason Pear for your free estimate. You'll be watching college and pro football on your new high-def flat screen in no time. Pear offers great names like Pioneer Elite, Samsung, Definitive Technology, Crestron Automation, and the new Hitachi Director Series. Come by the Pear Electronics Showroom on Trade Street or stop by Tiebreaker Sports Bar or Finelli's in Greenville to see some of the latest Pear Electronics installations. Pear has also been named as the exclusive electronics supplier for the new North River Club in Beaufort. And don't forget, Pear also can handle the installation of any TV, no matter where it was purchased. Phone Jason Pear at 439-5295 to learn more about how you can be watching football this year on your brand new high definition flat screen. Greenville, Newbert, Beaufort, Atlantic Beach, and Wilmington.
Pepsi proudly presents repeat recording artist, the Holiday Band.
The sun is out, the heat is on. Singing the tune to a beach music song. Reaching the cooler, pull a Pepsi out. Tastes so good, I wanna scream and shout. Beach music and Pepsi. Born in the Carolinas. Summer is here to stay. Cause it's a Pepsi kind of day. Beach music and Pepsi.
Pepsi, the official soft drink of Carolina beach music.
Beach music and Pepsi.
Stanley Steamers, Greenville's full-service cleaning company, offering carpet and upholstery cleaning, water damage restoration, tile and ground cleaning, and commercial services. Stanley Steamers is a national company, but the Greenville franchise is a locally owned and operated business with an office on Highway 33 East. Stanley Steamer can professionally clean your carpet, rugs, upholstery, drapes, just about anything in your home or office. They'll also clean tile and ground in your kitchen and bathrooms. Greenville Stanley Steamer offers a professional and superior cleaning, and all technicians are equipped with truck-mounted steam extraction equipment. They'll come to your home or office when it's convenient for you, even on Saturdays. And if it needs to be cleaned right away, same-day service is available. Did I mention that you can also buy carpet and flooring from Stanley Steamer? Call owners Kim and David Spencer today, 756-0033. Ask about the Talk 1070 special. Tell them you heard this ad and receive a free bottle of Stanley Steamer Spot Remover. At Stanley Steamer, 756-0033. A proud member of Pirates Supporting Pirates.
I was very down last night. Went into that team meeting and they were very quiet. They're very down. They're very focused. They understand after watching the film, and we did not play as well as we can, and we kind of made some mistakes that get you beat. And we have a whole plan on how you win, and you start looking at the turnover battle and special teams and all those type of things. And we lost the turnover battle. We weren't very good on third down as an offensive football team. We gave up way too many big plays as a defense and didn't make enough of them as an offense. When you go through on all the things that we chart as far as the plan's concerned, we didn't follow our own plan. And that's how we've been winning 3 weeks in a row, is following that plan. And it's kind of where we got to last year, was when we really started understanding that it's not about playing hard. Steve Shankweller had made the comment about the whole thing is, you know, there's a lot of great battles in our history from a war standpoint, and there have been people that, there's always a winner and there's always a loser, but regardless, even some of the people that die fight extremely hard, you know, and I think that's kind of where this football team is. I think they're playing really hard. I think they want to be good. We're not always playing smart. We make some of the mistakes that get you beat, and those are the things that we got to eliminate when we kind of go back to the basics of the plan. If we can turn and follow these things, then we'll turn and be much better off.
Greenville Pool and Supply Company is your headquarters for residential and commercial in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and the world-famous hot spring and jacuzzi spas. Ranked by Aqua Magazine as one of the top 100 pool companies in the U.S. and Canada. At Greenville Pool, you can always be assured of quality product and professional service. And yes, they do build pools year-round. Right now, Greenville Pool announces their end-of-year spa sale. Wouldn't it be nice to warm up, relax, and soothe your senses in a luxurious hot spring or jacuzzi spa? With sizes from 2 to 8 persons, all hot spring and jacuzzi spas are on sale now. All spas come with the best warranty in the industry, a thick thermal lockdown cover, startup water care products, and free delivery within 30 miles of Greenville. Don't miss the end-of-year sale on hot spring and jacuzzi spas. Greenville Pool and Supply, at the intersection of Fire Tower Road and Charles Boulevard, Greenville. Greenville Pool and Supply, the source.
all your pool and spa needs.
The biggest challenge we have in selling GM vehicles is that there's a perception that certain imports like Toyota are better. However, the reality is, Toyota just settled a major engine sludge lawsuit. Reality is, Toyota recalled more vehicles last year than it sold. Reality is that Toyota contributes more to our national deficit than any other manufacturer. And those American-built Toyotas are mostly assembled from imported parts. Meanwhile, reality is that GM is winning so many quality awards. For example, GMC Sierra pickup got a 5-star rating from both driver and passenger frontal crash test from the NHTSA. Reality is the Consumer Reports selected Buick as the most reliable among sedans, beating out Toyota Camry, Honda Accord, and Nissan Maxima. Reality is J.D. Powers and Associates ranked the Pontiac G6 the most appealing entry mid-size car. And then there's the GM's life-saving OnStar, 100,000-mile warranty, and so much more. Reality is GM is so much better for you, your pocketbook, and America. Take a look at the best America has to offer at Brown & Wood Pontiac Buick Cadillac GMC, Greenville Boulevard, Greenville, and brownandwoodauto.com.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies once again. And, Jim, we've talked about the fact that when people do business with your company, they stay with you, which is hard to do in this day and time. Client retention is very high at the Clement Companies. Why is that?
There are three elements that lead to our high retention. In fact, we share that retention level on a monthly basis with our staff. But they are belief, like, and trust.
Those are big elements. If you believe, like, and trust somebody, you're going to do business with them.
Yeah, let me expand on it. When people believe in us, that means we are doing what we say we're going to do. When they like us, that means that our staff has high likability factors. That's important. You're not going to do business with someone you dislike. And finally, the trust factor. If you trust somebody, then they're going to take care of you. Here's the question you should ask. When is the last time you said, I believed, liked, and trusted my insurance agent? And if you don't, you need to call the Clement Companies.
The Clement Companies providing property insurance, group liability, and workers' comp. Also Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Group and individual benefits for their friends in Eastern Carolina.
Nice to get into the routine, and you kind of get into, during the season, you get into a routine where this is what we do on Sunday and then Monday, and you get into a routine, and then you kind of peak on Saturday to play the game, and then you kind of, you know, heal yourself up and get a little bit of work during the week and peak on Saturday, and you go through that. And sometimes that's the challenge in an open date, is making sure that you stay on that routine when you have it in the middle. We could use an open date right now, mentally, emotionally, physically. We could use it, but as I told the team, we don't have it. So we can sit here and hope for it and talk about it and talk about the advantages or disadvantages to having it. But the reality is we got to line up and play this week. So let's not spend our time on something that doesn't have anything to do with the outcome of this game. What we've got to do is we've got to put this one to bed. And I told them that, you know, with them being as down as they were, I told them they've got till Tuesday to get this one out of their system. But when we come to work on Tuesday to come to practice, there will be no pity party. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're not going to limp around and say what if and what if and what could be. We're going to line up and we're going to go to work on Tuesday and we're going to get ready for UAB.
How did you feel coming out of the meeting? You said that the team was down, but what was your sense of when you left the meeting? How did you feel?
I guess I always feel better when I have a chance to rant and rave a little bit. You know, I always feel better. I don't know that they do, but I always feel better. But I think how I feel is a little bit, I mean, irrelevant. The thing that's going to be important is how they feel. And, I mean, by the end of the night after practice and everything, I thought they were better. I mean, they got a little bit louder, a little bit more talkative during practice when we went out on the field. They loosened up a little bit. Like, they understand we stubbed our toe, but we can't do anything about it. And that's one of the great things about sports, and especially one of the great things about not having an open date after a loss. You know, everybody wants an open date after a win and high morale and guys working and smiling and things going positive. But after a loss, the best thing you can do is get back out on the field and play another football game. And I think, you know, we've got something to prove that that's not us, that we're a better football team than we played on Saturday. And we've got something to prove that we can execute and throw the ball and we can be a passing team if we need to be in order to win a football game. And right now, that wasn't the case on Saturday. But I feel better about where they are, talking to a number of them individually during the course of the practice. I feel better. They understand what we have, and this group wants to win. I've said that time and time again. They have proven to me they have the desire to turn and say, what do we got to do to win? And they're young and they're inexperienced. And, you know, I look at the secondary, and everybody wants to talk about, you know, right now our secondary's not been playing very well. And we're playing Travis Simmons and Darryl Reynolds, and I'm looking at Van Eskridge and Chris Maddox and a lot of these younger players that are out there on the field, and they're going to make mistakes. And somebody asked me about it earlier, and I said, you know what, it's an ugly baby, but it's our baby. You know, there are no waiver wires. There is no free agents. We can't go get somebody else. This is what we have. We got to love them up. We got to coach them up. We got to get them to the point where they can play well enough to turn and win. And that's what we'll continue to work for. But I feel much better after being around them a little bit on Sunday night.
Hi, this is Donna Rayner. Who says dreams don't come true? When ECU scored a touchdown on the kickoff against Central Florida, I won a brand new Camry from Greenville Toyota.
Congratulations, Donna. It's true, you could be the next winner of a brand new 2008 Camry LE from Greenville Toyota. Just stop by the dealership on Memorial Drive in Greenville and register. Even though Donna has already won her new Camry, Greenville Toyota's hoping to give away at least one more this season. And while you're on the lot, why not test drive a new Toyota while the Greenville Toyota 250 continues? The guys at Greenville Toyota have vowed to sell 250 cars in October. They're giving the highest trade-in values in their history, passing the year-end pricing on to you, including Toyota factory incentives up to $5,000. And don't forget, you can win a brand new Camry just for registering like Donna Rayner. Right, Donna?
That's right. I'm living proof that you can win if you register. Thank you, Greenville Toyota, and go Pirates.
The Greenville Toyota 250, going on now at Eastern Carolina's leading volume dealer, Greenville Toyota. Memorial Drive, Greenville. Stop by and register to win a brand new Camry. Pinelli's Cafe has opened its doors to rave reviews, located in the Lindell Shops on Red Banks Road. The Pinelli's menu features the same great pastas, steaks, chicken, and seafood you've enjoyed for years. But David Pinelli is now proud to serve you in an incredible new atmosphere. Check out the spacious dining room, outdoor seating facility, upscale relaxing lounge, and two fully stocked bars. It's the great service and food that you've known for years, but now in a beautiful new showplace. Pinelli's Cafe, now open for lunch. Finally, Pinelli's.
Hey everybody, fall is here and winter isn't too far behind. What better time to plan for the upcoming holiday and cold season than now? How would you like an extra $1,000 in your pocket? For a limited time, Advanced Mechanical is offering up to a $1,000 rebate or 18 months no payment deferred interest financing when you purchase a Lennox High Efficiency Home Comfort System. At Advanced Mechanical, you'll find top of the line heat pumps and gas furnaces, digital thermostats, zoning systems, and air cleaners for your complete home comfort. When you combine these Lennox products into one customized system, you can enjoy a whole new level of comfort. That's up to a $1,000 rebate or 18 months no payment deferred interest financing. To learn more about these great deals, call Advanced Mechanical 252-355-9191. Offer expires November 16th. Some restrictions apply. Lennox, innovations never felt so good. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details.
Hey, Pirate fans, this is Coach Skip Holtz. For years, we've all been smart and dependent on Trademark for the lowest prices on gas, groceries, and much more. And now, when you're on the go, think Trade Wilco. That's right. Trademark locations have now partnered with Wilco convenience stores to provide over 300 locations throughout the Southeast. The combined family-related company will market gas under the green and white Hess brand. And, of course, no one supports the Pirates more. We know you're smart, so remember, Pirates on the go, stop at Trade Wilco.
The
frustration sometimes when you disagree with officials' calls, the frustration is you really don't have don't really have any recourse. I mean, especially when you're dealing with a non-conference. I mean, in our conference, Gerald Austin does a great job, you know, where you can pick up the phone and call him and talk about the calls and send them in, and he'll review them and send them back and say, you're right, that should have been called. And, you know, it doesn't do you a lot of good during change the outcome of the game. But what it does do is it helps make the officials better because there's an accountability factor to that. You know, when you get in that, there were a number of controversial calls or questionable calls or however you want to put them, judgmental calls, you know, that went against us. And a couple of our players felt like they were pushed off on, you know, on passes that were thrown down the field and they weren't called. And there was a couple, Jamar Bryant didn't feel like he was down on the one play on the sideline. I mean, there's a number of judgmental calls that you can go through, but when the official blows his whistle or throws the flag, you have to live with that. And I know there was some frustration on our sideline with some of the holding or lack of holding calls on some of the defense alignment. And you know, you can moan and groan and gripe about them and complain about them, but it doesn't do you any good. I mean, as Coach Hutt says on defense all the time, holding sounds like a personal problem. You know, I mean, you can't let them hold you. The official's going to call it when he sees it. But there were a number of judgmental calls, and I don't know how you want to, you know, close calls, judgmental calls, calls that could have gone either way. I can understand after watching the film, you know, where they would or wouldn't be called. But the frustrating thing is it's third and four and you try and throw a middle screen to your receiver and he's trying to get away and he feels like he's being held and you can't get the ball to your primary target and you punt, you know, and it's like, wow, we're not very good, you know. But that's the thing that's frustrating with them right now is you have there's all you can do is say, well, it was a judgmental call and it went against us and you have to live with it and you have to go on and you have to try and keep playing through it because you don't have a lot of recourse when it's not your league officials. You know, I really wish, you know, I wish they'd go to something where they'd have neutral officials and they weren't all conference affiliated to where nobody had their own officials and we all just had a group of officials, but that'd be a pretty big undertaking. I'm not willing to head up that task force, so I'm going to stick to coaching right now, and I guess we'll just have to live with the calls that go against us. We'll do what we can to turn and improve the league from an officiating standpoint, but you just don't have anything you can do with the calls that go against you. Anything else? Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all being here today. Thank you.
Attention Eastern North Carolina, country has moved to 96.3 and 103.7 Thunder Country, your brand new home for continuous new country, the all-new Thunder Country.
Hey, it's Mad Dog and Jazz from your Thunder Country Morning Show, and we've got gas.
We've teamed up with Trade Wilco to give you free gas.
That's right. Listen Monday through Friday for your chance to drive free for a year, because we've got gas.
You've got gas?
Yeah.
What else is new?
Kentucky Fried Chicken is proud to announce the Ultimate Football Tailgating Special. This year, all ECU football Saturdays, you can get 20 pieces of chicken for $20. That's right, Pirate fans. Every football Saturday, no matter if ECU is playing at home or away, you'll get 20 pieces of the Colonel's chicken for $20. It's the Ultimate Football Tailgating Special. Visit KFC with three locations in Greenville, Stanford Road near the hospital, and two locations on Greenville Boulevard. Don't forget, 20 pieces for $20. Greenville.
Talk 1070 and Cable 7 present The Brian Bailey Show, Eastern North Carolina's longest running sports talk show. With this week's show, here's Brian Bailey.
Okay, good evening, everyone, and welcome into our show tonight. Phil Petty, tight ends coach for East Carolina, and before that, 2 years as quarterback coach with the Pirate program, is our guest tonight. Pirates, of course, coming off of that disappointing loss to North Carolina State, 34-20 was that final, but the Pirates look to bounce back this week, taking on UAB for homecomings. We bring Phil Petty on. Phil, a tough one last week. Obviously, it's one of those rivalry games that everybody talks about so much, and I think that's what makes them so special because, you know, one team does go play with a win, one team has to come away with a loss, and this time East Carolina was on the L side.
That's right. You know, I feel bad for the fans more than anything else because it's such a rival game here and it's such a huge build-up for it. And, But our guys played hard. You know, we don't question that. We got to play smarter and got to be more effective.
I don't think many people knew this, but there was a memo sent out. It was Yellow Shirt Day today. Coach Holtz got it. He had his yellow shirt on today. You come in wearing yellow. I've got yellow on. I'm not quite sure what happened.
At least we all got the same memo, I guess.
I guess we did. Tomorrow might be purple day. We'll try that. But go purple and gold. Pirates and the Blazers of UAB coming up. And you look at the big picture. Obviously, you know, the state loss is a big one. You think about recruiting. You think about the rivalry. But in the big picture, you're trying to win a conference championship. And this team, if they get some help from somebody beating Southern Miss, this team is in line to you know, play for the conference championship, maybe even host a conference championship.
Well, I think that's exactly right. You know, we've been in a lot of close games this year. It hasn't lacked excitement, that's for sure. You know, with the exception of probably West Virginia, every game has been really close. So, you know, we would have loved to win the NC State game, obviously, for a lot of reasons, recruiting being one. But also, you know, with what we're trying to build here as a program, you know, we want to compete in our conference and for a conference championship. And we, you know, really won a close one at UTEP. You know, if you lose that one and then you beat NC State, you're still sitting here at 4-4, but you're 2-2 in the conference. So, you know, hopefully we can bounce back from this. We'd love to have won it, but, you know, we got to keep things in perspective here.
Again, the number 355-8822 to talk with Phil Petty tonight as we get you set for homecoming. Take us back to the UTEP game, and I'm still fascinated by the end of that game and what all happened with that one since the state game wasn't such a positive. We'll talk more about the state game coming up in just a bit, too. But take us back to the UTEP game, last play of the game. You're a former quarterback. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a Hail Mary that was more of a bullet than it was a Hail Mary?
No, you know, I've been a part of some very exciting football games as a player and a coach, and when he first threw it, I thought he threw it in the grass. I was like, oh, God, I'm threw him. But, you know, fortunately, you know, Juwan Crowell just came wide open, and Rob saw him and shot it in there and really made a heck of a throw on the play, but that was one heck of a finish to a college football game.
It really was, and, you know, the fact that the receivers are down there, I think everybody really was looking up in the air to see where the ball was going to go, the arc, angle, that kind of thing. I mean, he just threw an absolute bullet out there. I think that's the magic part about football, because I didn't get a chance to go to the UTEP game, but I sat with Rob Gass after the state game. And I could see how disappointed he was, how upset he was, you know, with the way he played and the way the Pirates played. And I thought, you know, 6-7 days ago, this kid was ecstatic that he just, right, you know, pulled one out of the hat like that.
Well, and that's college football. You know, one week you're feeling like you're on top of the world, and next week you're feeling bad. You know, I think if you look around the country right now, there's a lot of teams that didn't expect to feel bad on this Monday that do. So, you know, that's just, but that's the beautiful part of it. I mean, there's, you know, Parity's done a lot of good things for college football, and the excitement part for fans anyway, that's one thing.
At South Carolina, did you have any last second games like that?
You know, we probably did. I know there were a couple games in Georgia and Alabama where there were last drive situations, you know, that we pulled it out there. So those are fun, probably more fun for players though than they are coaches. I can tell you that, being on this side of it. So
I can imagine being up in the booth, and that's the funny part about sport. Now we move to the NC State game, and you know, Coach Holtz did a nice job of not mentioning it, but the fact remains, come all the way back from El Paso, Texas, to get in late, even though you guys didn't have class last week. You know, NC State was coming off a bye, and I really thought NC State played like they were coming off a bye in the first half. You guys were able to weather the storm, down 21-17 at the half, 21-20 in the third quarter, and that's when I thought the game was in control. Mm-hmm. You know, but then it didn't turn out that way, did it?
Well, you know, against a good football team, and they are. They played a tough schedule. You know, they're not a bad football team. They, you can't give away the points that we gave away and still expect to win, and especially when you don't play very well. And we gave away some freebies, and then we didn't play well. But give them credit. They had an off week. Their coaching staff did a great job. I know they went back to some fundamentals and basics, and you know, back to a spring practice type atmosphere, and they, you know, they came out, and you know, they're a better team. I think Coach O'Brien even said that earlier in the year after the second half of Central Florida. They've been a better team, and it's showing. They're doing a good job, and give them credit.
Yeah, and you knew that Tom O'Brien was going to go there, and you knew, you know, in talking with Coach Holtz, they really thought that NC State had probably more talent than Carolina did, although it hasn't looked that way on the field. It looks like Carolina's played teams tougher than maybe State has. But you knew that O'Brien's the type of coach that's going to make things happen, and it looked like he was very pleased with how his team played against East Carolina.
I think so. He probably should be. Yeah. I mean, they won a football game, first of all. But they, you know, they're more – the one thing I think that stands out from a coaching standpoint is they're more disciplined. You know, they play harder to the end. And You know, we take away some of the mistakes in that game, and it certainly would have been a different game.
355-8822, our phone number. Let's take our first break. Phil Petty is our guest. Back with more on this Monday night, talking Pirate football after this.
Pinelli's Cafe has opened its doors to rave reviews, located in the Lindell Shops on Red Banks Road. The Pinelli's menu features the same great pastas, steaks, chicken, and seafood you've enjoyed for years, but David Pinelli is now proud to serve you in an incredible new atmosphere. Check out the spacious dining room, outdoor seating facility, upscale relaxing lounge, and two fully stocked bars. It's the great service and food that you've known for years, but now in a beautiful new showplace. Pinelli's Cafe, now open for lunch. Finally, Pinelli's.
Football fans, we have a competition for you. Register at ecupirates.com or come to Bostic Sun Furniture and enter our armchair quarterback competition. You can win two tickets to the next ECU home game and compete by throwing the longest pass, sitting up, and reclining in a purple or gold Lazy Boy recliner. Winners will receive a Bostic Sun gift certificate and will compete for the grand prize, both Lazy Boy recliners, during the last home game. Register at ecupirates.com or come to Bostic Sun Furniture, your furniture store of choice. East Fire Tower Road, Greenville.
The biggest challenge we have in selling GM vehicles is that there's a perception that certain imports like Toyota are better. However, the reality is Toyota just settled a major engine sludge lawsuit. Reality is Toyota recalled more vehicles last year than it sold. Reality is that Toyota contributes more to our national deficit than any other manufacturer. And those American-built Toyotas are mostly assembled from imported parts. Meanwhile, reality is that GM is winning so many quality awards. For example, GMC Sierra pickup got a 5-star rating from both driver and passenger frontal crash test from the NHSDA. Reality is the Consumer Reports selected Buick as the most reliable among sedans, beating out Toyota Camry, Honda Accord, and Nissan Maxima. Reality is J.D. Powers and Associates ranked the Pontiac G6 the most appealing entry mid-size car. And then there's the GM's life-saving OnStar, 100,000-mile warranty, and so much more. Reality is GM is so much better for you, your pocketbook, and America. Take a look at the best America has to offer at Brown & Wood Pontiac Buick Cadillac GMC, Greenville Boulevard, Greenville, and brownandwoodauto.com.
For Rose Rampant Football every Friday night, only on Talk 1070.
Okay, welcome back to our show on this Monday night, 355-8822. The phone number, Phil Petty is our guest here in the studio. We're taking your phone calls here in the studio live. Let's go to line one and pick up Richard's call. Hello, Richard.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, Coach. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Just if you would, particularly with your experience as a quarterback, talk a little bit about the thought process and what has always been described to us as a two-minute drill. And it seemed that we were pretty effective running that Saturday. And is there any room for a no-huddle offense when it just didn't fit the offense to get going? And I don't know, as a fan perspective, when we ran that two-minute drill, it looked like they just got them on the heels of the team, and I just kind of wanted to get your mindset or thoughts on that. And, you know, when you go into the game with a game plan, how does that change? Or is it the game, do you stick with it? I don't know how that works in terms of run-pass ratio. I think Rob threw 50 passes, if I'm not mistaken, but I'll hang up, listen, and good luck on Saturday. We'll be there to support you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, first of all, I think the point that you did say in there is, you know, we did get behind with our game plan, which, you know, when you get, I should say, down in points, so to speak, it changes your game plan a little there. And some of the things that we wanted to do early on, running the football and play action, you have to change some of those things. And speed up the tempo of the game, and sometimes that's a good thing. And I think in that particular situation it was, especially right before the half where we needed to go down and score. And I think you see a lot of good offenses that do that. They change the tempo of you know, no huddle and then go back to huddling. And so that's one thing that you can shoot to do. But I think the main reason for that this past Saturday was obviously, you know, being down 21 points there pretty early, unexpected.
You know, when you look at the quarterback situation right now at East Carolina with Rob and his strengths and Patrick and his strengths, you know, it almost seemed like Saturday that we might see Patrick a little bit more because he had so much success. You know, in the Carolina game, and you as a quarterback, you know, can attest that he went out in the Carolina game and just threw dart after dart after dart, scrambling around. And that obviously is his strength, but it didn't seem like he could ever get going either.
That's the thing, you know, when you've got, we're fortunate in the fact that we have a couple of guys back there that can play, you know, and do some different things for us. But obviously what Rob does and what his strengths are aren't what Patrick's are.
Right.
And what Patrick does well and what his strengths are aren't what Rob is. And so it's, you know, you gotta find a calm medium there somewhere and give them both a chance to win and compete, you know, and basically get into a game situation and it really becomes a game time decision on who's playing well and who's not and who's giving the team the best chance to move the football.
And how difficult is that? Because during the week, you still want to give, you know, your number one guy the most reps. Are you guys giving this guy 50-50 or is it still, you know, is Cass getting a little bit more time?
Well, I think, you know, one thing is Coach Fish has done a good job of deciphering that, you know, and he's given them both time, the both ample reps and practice to get them prepared and get them ready. And I think it's shown at times, obviously, this past Saturday, you know, we didn't play as well as a whole, you know, not only quarterback, but every position. And that's, you know, one thing we got to improve on.
When you look at some of the other strengths of this team, Dwayne Harris brings such a different aspect to the game. And the UTEP game was a great example of, you know, getting him some touches. And you have to get him some touches, don't you?
No, I think so. You know, Dwayne's electric with the ball.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, he comes alive with the ball and shoots you. You got to find a way to sit down and try to get him the ball 10, 15 times a game at least.
And it's easy to say that, but when you get into the game plan, sometimes it's hard to get that. And the receivers deal, they drop more passes in this game than they have the whole season. This has not been a problem at all year long.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, it was. That's why I go back to the UTEP and getting your legs back. Most teams have a bye week sometime late September, early October, which is when you need one. I mean, having the bye week after, what, week 11?
No, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's not very good.
That's not been on our side, that's for sure. The bye week has not. But you're exactly right. And the thing that we've fought all year as coaches and the thing that we've had on offense is it's been one player on each play. You know, one player here, one player there. It's not, you know, 11 guys.
But
it only takes one guy on one play to not do his job or to not execute his assignment, and then you have a lost yardage or a bad play.
Yeah, man, that's the beauty of football, again, and the beauty of offensive football. But that's basically, and the same can be said on defense. That if one guy, I sat with Coach Hud today at lunch, and he said it was fascinating. He called the same blitz three times in a row. First time everybody got the same thing right. Second time that nobody went right. He said it was just, and that too, it comes back to, you know, mentally, is this team tired? Physically, is this team tired? But as Coach Holtz has said a couple of times, you can't have a pity party. You got to keep working.
No, absolutely not. You got one option, and that's to push forward. That's it. And you keep practicing hard, and you keep working hard, and hopefully you get the guys to keep playing hard, and that's what we're going to have to do.
Homecoming coming up this weekend at Dowdy Picklin Stadium, and as Coach Holt said in the press conference today, you know, a lot of teams, their biggest crowd of the year comes back for homecoming. Mm-hmm. East Carolina has had a couple of sellouts already. Mm-hmm. Still hope to have a big crowd coming up this weekend. I think we will, but you know, homecoming as far as the football team goes, are there any distractions that go along with that, or is it just basically another game?
I think basically it's just another game for our guys. You know, I don't know exactly how involved they are. I don't think very much. I know as coaches we aren't, you know, overly involved in it. I know that it's a chance for a lot of people to come back home, you know, and get to see a lot of folks they haven't seen in a while. So I think that's probably the bigger reason for homecoming. And then obviously we need a great crowd. I think, you know, one thing about playing in that stadium at home is it's a great atmosphere, and it really gives us an edge and it really gives us an advantage. And, you know, hopefully we'll go out there Saturday and give them something to cheer them more about.
And that was one of the big keys in the State game because, you know, the way State came out, took the crowd out early on. The crowd really wasn't a factor again until, you know, late in the half when you scored the touchdown, you got the fumble, got the field goal. And then the sad thing about that is third quarter comes out and the crowd's still trying to get back in the stadium, that kind of thing. And then, you know, things went south from there for East Carolina. But I really thought when it was 21-20 at the half, the way this Pirate team has played, the personality of this team, every team has a different personality. But this team's personality, I thought, hey, you know, they're in control now, you know, they're going to put it right down their throats and go get them. I mean, that just didn't.
Well, and as coaches, that's what we thought. Yeah. We felt like, you know, right before the half, going down and scoring a touchdown and then getting the turnover there and going down and kicking a field goal. Ben did a nice job there. And that we had a chance to go in at halftime and say, hey, this is what's working. This is what we need to do. And come back out in the second half and execute. And, you know, we felt like we gave our guys a chance. We got to do a better job of that, obviously. And then our guys have to do a better job of executing, you know. And when things go, you know, south, they go bad, you got to point the finger at yourself. You got to look at yourself and say, what can I do better as a football coach? And then as a player, you hope that they do the same.
Credit Ben Hartman, because here's a guy who has had his struggles this year, but he came through in the clutch in the Carolina game and really kicked the football well the last couple of weeks.
Ben's done a nice job. You know, he's been there for us for the most part all year. You know, he's missed a few, but he's come back and he's hit some really big ones.
Again, 355-8822, our phone number. Talking Pirate football tonight. We'll take another commercial break right now. Be back with your phone calls. Again, 355-8822. Talking a little Pirate football with Phil Petty after this.
Hi, this is Donna Rayner. Who says dreams don't come true? When ECU scored a touchdown on the kickoff against Central Florida, I won a brand new Camry from Greenville Toyota.
Congratulations, Donna. It's true, you could be the next winner of a brand new 2008 Camry LE from Greenville Toyota. Just stop by the dealership on Memorial Drive in Greenville and register. Even though Donna has already won her new Camry, Greenville Toyota is hoping to give away at least one more this season. And while you're on the lot, why not test drive a new Toyota while the Greenville Toyota 250 continues? The guys at Greenville Toyota have vowed to sell 250 cars in October. They're giving the highest trade-in values in their history, passing the year-end pricing on to you, including Toyota factory incentives up to $5,000. And don't forget, you can win a brand new Camry just for registering like Donna Rayner. Right, Donna?
That's right. I'm living proof that you can win if you register. Thank you, Greenville Toyota, and go Pirates.
The Greenville Toyota 250, going on now at Eastern Carolina's leading volume dealer, Greenville Toyota. Memorial Drive, Greenville. Stop by and register to win a brand new Camry.
Right now, at a bar in Las Vegas, a very distinctive beer is being poured. This beer is made with only select ingredients, like hand-picked American and Bavarian hops. These ingredients give it an exceptional taste. At the very same time, 2,000 miles away, a beer is being poured at a club in Chicago. This beer is brewed longer, so it's never filling. It tastes exceptional, yet has only 99 calories and zero fat. And the amazing thing? They're the very same beer. Budweiser Select. It's the best of both worlds. Exceptional taste that's never filling. Full flavor that's easy to drink. Step up Select. Budweiser Select. 99 calories, 3.1 grams of carbs, and 0 grams of fat per 12-ounce serving. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Game time is Tiebreakers time. Tiebreaker Sports Bar and Grill is locked and loaded for every college and pro football game this season. Tiebreakers has added 23 new plasma TVs, plus a brand new 133-inch high-def projection screen for all the big games. Tiebreakers opens daily at 11 a.m. and serves your favorite sports, food, and beverages until 2 a.m. every night. If it's game time, it's Tiebreakers time. The home of the Ugly Burger, Tiebreakers Sports Bar and Grill, between Food Lion and Bojangles at Bellsport. Tiebreakers.
The summer's here, and there's no better time to have your eyes checked than right now. At the Eye Care Center, you'll find the perfect pair. You can receive an eye exam, frames, and single vision lenses for only $169, or receive a complete contact lens package, including an eye exam, 3 month supply of disposable clear contact lenses, follow-up care, and solution kit, also for only $169. See store for details. Eye Care Center, located in Washington, Plymouth, Morehead City, and 3 in Greenville. Eye Care Center, doctors you can trust.
Your home for Rose Rampant Football every Friday night, only on Talk 1070.
Okay, welcome back to our show. Phil Petty, tight ends coach for East Carolina's Pirates. Our guest tonight is the Pirates who's set to take on UAB for homecoming coming up on Saturday afternoon, 3:30 start time. So mid-afternoon start time at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium this week. Back to the phones we go on line one. This is John. Hello, John.
Hi. Coach Petty, I have a question for you, please, sir.
Yes, sir.
With no bye week this week and in the foreseeable future and the growing number of injuries, how are we going to be better prepared this week to deal with a physical team like UAB? And in other words, what is the kind of status on our injuries? And do we have players that are going to be available this week that were unavailable last week? And did we also then lose players this past game that will not be available for the UAB contest?
Okay. Well, I think that first of all, we have everyone pretty much healthy right now. We come in Monday mornings, and Mike Hanley gives us our update on injury report. And I think for the most part, we're healthy. No new injuries, no big injuries, so to speak. We got some guys that are banged up a little, but that's like you said, that's pretty normal this time of year without an open date. I think what you do is you have to, you know, kind of see how much you're banging on them in practice a little bit. How many days a week they're wearing full pads? How much they're going against each other, you know, in full contact or close to that type drills. And I think Coach Holtz has done a really good job of that, you know, spreading that out throughout the year. And that's what you have to do. I mean, it's a long season. But, again, it's not something we're going to make an excuse about. We're going to go out this week and we're going to strap it back up and go to work.
Josh Kaufman will play this week, I think. Isn't that what you said?
I think he's possible.
Possible.
I think, and I didn't hear Coach's press conference.
He probably knows
more about it than I do at this point.
What about Marcus Hands?
Marcus is still questionable, I think, from this morning's meeting. I don't think we'll see him this week.
All right.
But, again, if we get Kaufman back, obviously that'll give us a little more depth and experience in the offensive line, which will help.
Anything else, John?
Well, one other quick one. There's a lot of interest in how C.J. is doing from that back to C.J. Wilson.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
C.J. Wilson.
Interest about how C.J. Wilson is doing from that injury on game Saturday. Is he going, aside from being sore, is he going to be able to play again on Saturday?
I think so. I can't speak for C.J. or his coach there, but I think from the meeting this morning, CJ's going to be okay. I'm pretty sure it was just an ankle or something there that he twisted a little, but he should be fine.
Thank you so very much.
Okay,
sir, thank
John,
you.
Thanks so much for the call. 355-8822 to talk Pirate football with Phil Petty. Back to the phones, line two. This is Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys.
How are you, sir?
Doing good. It's a tough loss, but still got a lot to play for. So hope the fans and the boys realize that. But it seemed like for whatever reason we came out and played most of the game sort of flat, I guess you'd say. And my question is, we're used to seeing these guys come out and have a big third quarter. So I was just wondering, what was the atmosphere like at halftime for this game in the locker room? Did you sense that they were flat, or was it any different in the other game, or was the atmosphere in that locker room still charged up like seems like they have been in other games this year, or was it a difference, or what was the deal on that?
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the coaches, but I personally do not think that the guys were flat. I think if you go back and, you know, looking at the film, we all evaluated it. You know, our guys played hard. They really did. They played hard. This meant a lot to them. A lot of guys on this team for a lot of reasons. I think one thing we have to keep in mind is that we recruited an awful lot of guys on NC State's football team, and people have to realize that. They've got some good players over there, and they played a tough schedule, but I would expect to see them have a little more success the rest of the season. But I don't think it's so much as playing flat as that we just didn't execute the way that we've been executing on both sides of the ball and even in special teams. And, like you said, we've had a big third quarter in a lot of football games, and we didn't get that. But you go back, and as a coach, you watch every play. There were three or four plays there that if we just, you know, make a throw or make a catch or make a block, it's there. You know, there's a touchdown. And so that's what was missing more so than I think guys just playing flat or not having emotion.
Okay, Robert, thanks so much for the call. 355-8822 to talk with Phil Petty, tight ends coach at East Carolina. We're almost halfway through our show. I hadn't even talked about the tight ends, but I really think, and I've always said this, East Carolina's offense is that much better when the tight ends are involved. You guys have done a great job of getting Devon Drew and Jay Sonholder both involved in your offense. They've both had a really good year to date. They've had big catches, as you can think about. You know, Devon Drew had the catch in the UTEP game that put you right down the goal line, which was a great catch. But the tight end position at East Carolina is a vital position, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. Not just here, but I think probably anywhere you go. But you got to have one, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, and it helps to have a guy there that's big enough and physical enough to make blocks and be a force on the line of scrimmage, but also be able to stretch the field and, and, you know, and get when you get matchups with their safeties and linebackers that he can take advantage of it. And I think Devon's done a better job of that. He's come a long ways in a year and still got a lot of improvement to do. But Devon is a guy that, you know, having played quarterback, he's a pretty good athlete and he's gotten bigger. He's up to about 245.
It's hard to believe he played quarterback at Newman, but he did. He was a very good one, too.
Yes, he was. He was athletic. He was actually, you know, for my first year here, I was coaching him in the spring.
That's right.
We decided to move him, but fortunately for him, it's worked out, and he's taken it and ran with it. He's a hard worker and just a fine young man and a joy to coach. And, you know, Jay Sunhalter, you're not going to find a finer guy to coach. I mean, he's just a pleasure every day to see. He comes in. He doesn't, you know, say much. He just works hard and practices hard, and then he plays hard and gives it everything he's got.
Do you like having Sunhalter sometimes in that backfield in the fullback slot? And he seems like he really likes it, I think.
Well, and he's the type of guy we really call more of an H-back than he is a tight end, and you know that we can put him on the line of scrimmage, front side and back side with things, and we can also, you know, shift him off the ball and motion him around a little bit, and he can play in space, so to speak, and block some of those perimeter guys that he has to do.
He's like a Moose Johnson inside, too.
I wouldn't call him, I hope he becomes a Moose as the year goes on, but he's done a good job, though, Jay's, what he's, you know, he's come a long way since we first got here, and it's all because of, you know, the time he's put in the weight room and some other things, and he's developed himself into a pretty good player.
Because right now, as far as fullbacks in the program, I think you've got a young one or two, but nobody really has had any experience, do you?
Right. We've got, you know, obviously Kevin Guidry behind him, really, who's a redshirt freshman. And then we signed, you know, a guy last year who's a true freshman, Ben Herlocker who will be in that role. And then so we've got some young guys there that are going to, you know, be hopefully pretty good players for us that needed to develop a little bit physically and get a little bigger, you know. But, you know, athletically, they have a chance to be pretty good.
And that'll be a position through the next couple of years that, you know, you won't run an I formation exclusively ever. It's a multiple set. But you do have, you know, slots where you need that fullback.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that you have to be able to do that because in any team in college football, they're going to tell you you have to be able to run the football. And so to do that effectively at times, and if you want to play physical football, you got to have a fullback back there.
No, not to bring it up, but your Gamecocks had a little problem the other night too, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
At home.
You know, that was, and I tell you, they don't
lose at home.
No, they hadn't lost too much to Vanderbilt down there. And,
exactly.
And so I think they've lost once in the last, I don't know how many years, you know. But
I think Spurrier was undefeated against.
Yeah, I think he was 15-0 going into that one. So that was, I'm sure that, like I say, you know, college football, I mean, it's you never know. I mean, they're. You know, I'm sure that they go back and look at a lot of opportunities they had in that game, but they'll bounce back hopefully and get better.
Vanderbilt is one of those great stories of college football, though. I mean, yeah,
he's done a good job there. You know, he was there as a player, and he's been there since I've been in coaching, and he's done a good job with being at Vanderbilt because it's not a traditional powerhouse. It's not a place that you go and go to a bowl game every year. So he's done a good job.
I think you've talked about this before, but you've had some success at Dowdy Ficklin as a player, didn't you have?
Well, I was a redshirt actually. I didn't. Redshirt. Yeah, that was Anthony Wright.
Anthony had the success.
That's right. Yeah, and he was from Vansboro over here in North Carolina, and
he had a big day.
He played well. Actually, that was the first road game I ever traveled in college football.
Oh, really?
It was the second game of the year, and like I said, I was a redshirt and got to travel up here, so I got to find out what it was all about my first road trip.
I think we had the temporary bleachers at Dowdy Ficklin at the time, and I remember all those Gamecock fans that filled them up.
Well,
they stayed around and partied.
Shoot, I bet they probably did after that win. But, you know, that I just remember the construction was going on the stadium on the upper deck side.
Right.
They just started that, so I do remember seeing that.
And Anthony, what a great guy. Just a great ambassador. He's still hanging on somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Giants?
He might be with the Giants. As a matter of fact, I think he might be. He's bounced around and
not a bad gig if you can get it.
No, absolutely. That's the best. I say, I always tell people that's the best job in the NFL is a backup quarterback.
Vinny, you
don't take the beating, but you still get that paycheck. Right, he's doing pretty good.
And Vinny's 43 years old and led the Panthers. I'm not sure if the Panthers have even announced who's going to start against the Colts coming this weekend. But that's another amazing story.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Okay, 355-8822. We'll get back on the Pirate track. We'll take a commercial break right now. Talk more about UAB coming to town for homecoming. Again, 355-8822. Back with Bill Petty after this.
Dad's doing dinner?
Yep.
Hello, leftovers.
Come on, let's see.
Whoa!
No way!
Dad, you got Pizza Hut?
Feast your eyes.
Two pizzas and breadsticks?
And then six.
Nice.
And Pepsi.
All right.
So who's your daddy?
You.
Who's the man? Who's the guy? Who's the man? Right. Dig in.
Pizza Hut's Family Value Meal makes dinner easy. Two medium pizzas with up to three toppings or specialty, plus freshly baked breadsticks and sweet cinnamon sticks, all for just $19.99. Add a 2 liter of Pepsi for just $1. It's easy to get more for dinner with America's favorite pizza. Pizza Hut, now online at pizzahut.com.
Limited time offer, cost availability, prices, participation, and recharges in areas may vary. Additional charge for extra cheese where applicable. Pepsi substitutions may occur.
Pizza Hut is looking for true leaders with a passion for pizza. Talented managers who want to be rewarded for their awesome attitude and surrounded by hard workers that have a lot of fun. Stop by and fill out an application today. Pizza Hut, America's favorite pizza.
Brown and Wood Jeep Mazda in Greenville is proud to announce a lifetime warranty when you purchase any new Jeep vehicle. Now, that's peace of mind. It's a statement of confidence and an unprecedented offer, but that's not all. You can also get 0% interest for 72 months on the new Jeep Commander. There's even more than that. Employee pricing is back on all new Jeep vehicles. The all-new Jeep Liberty, Compass, Patriot, Wrangler, and Grand Cherokee are all available at employee pricing. That means you pay what the employees pay. All employee pricing clearly displayed in the window on each and every vehicle, so there's no hassling and no haggling. Plus, you get all the rebates and special financing is available. It's Jeep's best lineup ever with employee pricing and a lifetime warranty right now at Brown and Wood Jeep Mazda. Now, if you can find a better warranty, take it. If you can find a better price, go for it. Brown and Wood Jeep Mazda, across from Outback Steakhouse, Greenville Boulevard, Greenville, or on the web at brownandwoodjeepmazda.com.
Game time is tiebreakers time. Tiebreaker Sports Bar and Grill is locked and loaded for every college and pro football game this season. Tiebreakers has added 23 new plasma TVs, plus a brand new 133-inch high-def projection screen for all the big games. Tiebreakers opens daily at 11 a.m. and serves your favorite sports food and beverages until 2 a.m. every night. If it's game time, it's Tiebreakers time. The home of the Ugly Burger. Tiebreakers Sports Bar and Grill. Between Food Lion and Bojangles at Bell's Fork. Tiebreakers.
Are you overwhelmed with the amount of information available today about investing?
You need to be more diverse.
You must buy the stock now.
The NASDAQ is the place to be. In today's financial world, there's an awful lot of conflicting advice. Culpepper Investment Group of Wachovia Securities believes that honesty, professionalism, and superior client service are the keys to helping you succeed financially. Culpepper, the wealth of experience. Call Andy Culpepper, Sarah Conway, and Justin Tart at 888-246-7907. Wachovia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. The information you need. The station you trust. This is Eastern North Carolina's Superstation, Talk 1070.
All right, welcome back to the show, 355-8822. All the phone lines are clear right now. To talk with Phil Petty, tight ends coach at East Carolina. And first year as a quarterback, working with a quarterback now with the tight ends. But you still, you know, when you get all the offensive coaches together, you guys do a little bit of everything, don't you?
We do. You know, it's a collective effort, so to speak, in there. And we've got some good coaches in that room. And I know that, you know, Coach Fitch does a good job of getting everybody's input and everybody's opinion on things. And does a pretty good job of putting it all together.
See, I think that would be a great place to be the fly on the wall on the offensive side and drift over to the defensive side and hear what's going on. And then here, you know, when you guys get together as a complete staff, I mean, that's got to be. Now, on Sunday mornings, when you guys, after you play a game Saturday night, when you guys come to work on Sunday, do you guys meet early, like the whole staff?
We usually come in, we're a separate, we're apart on our own Sunday mornings, and we watch the game film from the previous night.
Right.
Of course, at UTEP, it was the afternoon.
Yeah.
We actually came in at 1 because we didn't get home until 8:30, but it was. We get in there, we watch the film, and we each have our different ways of grading by position, and so we knock that out first. And then we usually go in with Coach Holtz and meet as an offense and then a defense.
So when you go over grades, you go individually with each player. I mean, will Coach Holtz say, okay, you know, your tight ends, what did you have? And what's a typical grade? If Devon has a good game, what's a good grade?
Usually we use percentages. You know, for me, it's 90%. If he's over 90% on, you know, I grade him on his job, which is, you know, productivity, and then his technique. And if he's over 90 on both, he grades out a winner. If he's not, then he doesn't, you know. And then, and if they have a, you know, some form of a turnover, if they're part of a bad play, a lot of times that'll also keep them from grading out a winner.
Yeah, and it's 90%. the number, the standard?
It pretty much is. I mean, you know, but you'd be surprised on how hard we grade them. You know, I know for some guys, some of it's 80%, some of it's 85% for quarterbacks, and if it was 90, you know, so that's, yeah, that's pretty much been the deal that we do, and we grade them on a lot of other things. So.
355-8822, again, the phone number. Let's go to Larry on line one. Hello, Larry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good show. Listen, I may have missed this. I heard you talk about some of the injuries and all that. I could have sworn that I saw Rob limping in the first half. Is he okay? And we had already, being a Pirate for about 47 years, we had already figured out what was going to happen in the second half, that Peeney would come in and give us a little bit more, you know, running around, not a stationary target. Because of that, and we convinced ourselves, so evidently we're not as good a coach as we think we are.
No.
We knew they were going to pin their little ears back and come after us. Is he okay, really? And is, you know, was that ever a consideration at that point? And I'll hang up. And by the way, we'll be there, and keep your heads up, and we'll get them.
Well, thank you very much, and we certainly appreciate your support, and we're going to need you back in that stadium this Saturday yelling louder than he did last week. So, but, you know, with Rob, I think he did get a little banged up there early. I think it was his ankle. I'm not positive, but it was his ankle. He twisted a little there, and, you know, but, you know, your assessment of Patrick's doesn't mean you're not a good coach there. It's just because he's done it before, you know, and I think that when a guy has shown he has the ability to do something, obviously, you know, we as coaches were hoping for something too, and you know, but just with the flow of the game and how it went, I don't think we're the type of football team offensively right now. I think all the coaches will agree that we're not good enough to sit back and have to throw it every down,
right,
whether it be because of you know, the quarterback, the offensive line, the tight end, the receivers, the running back. You know, you as a group, you have to be pretty good to do that, and not many teams are. I mean, I think that's why most teams tell you have to be able to run the football to win.
And really, when you look at the success that the football teams have, and it varies from week to week. You can watch one team one week, and they're running the football and gaining 150, 200 yards on the ground. Then you watch them the next week, and they're you know, stifled to 50, 60 yards on the ground. And it kind of goes week to week. It's never a case where you can run the ball or you can't run the ball. A lot of times, too, it's the defense that's throwing
stuff out. Absolutely. And that's usually what dictates what you do and who plays and how much they play is defensively, what are they doing? What are they giving you? You know, what's there? What do we feel like we have the best chance to execute and move the ball and put points on the board? And you're exactly right. And if you look at this season, it's probably changed week to week. I know there's been weeks we've this past week, we probably threw it, I think, almost 60 times. And then there's weeks we throw it 20, 25 times. So.
Again, 355-8822, the phone number. Phil Petty is our guest tonight as we get set to take on UAB coming up. Pirates and the Blazers. Blazers are 2-5, 1-2 in Conference USA. Of course, East Carolina 4-4 and 3-1 Conference USA play. And the way this whole thing goes down, it's a big league game. Obviously, it's the one you got to get in the win column. There are bowls down the line if you get the sixth win and that kind of thing. But really, right now, the concentration has to be on Conference USA, the possibility of playing for a Conference USA championship, maybe the possibility of hosting it. Got to get some help from Southern Miss. And I think when you look back at games, everybody's really disappointed about the NC State game. But I think as a coaching staff, maybe the staff maybe is just as disappointed with the Southern Miss game because that was a game that everybody really thought that it was not in the bag, but a game that could have easily been won.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that would have been a huge game for us to be sitting here 4-0 in our conference right now. But what we can't let happen is you can't let NC State beat you twice. You know, you got to put it behind you as bad as we wanted that game. And as much as I know that our fans wanted to win that game, you know, we didn't. And we got to, you know, life goes on. You got to put it behind you and you got to strap it back up and play again the next week. And that's what good teams do. That's what, you know, fighters do and winners do. And I hope that's how our guys are going to respond this week.
And that's what coaches have always said. And the players are usually the easiest to bounce back. You know, even though I'm sure there was some hurt in the locker room because these guys, as you said, they played high school football with a lot of these guys. You know, they both were recruited by NC State and by East Carolina. Right. I mean, you choose to go one or the other, you know, those are bragging rights. And I'm sure the state kids, you know, weren't real happy last year when East Carolina goes to their place and beats them. And you know, Model loses his job, and they go to the depths of despair. And so this may have been their Super Bowl, their championship game this week.
Well, I think there's no doubt they probably circled this one and said this is going to be one. And, you know, when we go back to their place that we want to win, especially being in their first year with a new coaching staff, and they got it done, and give them credit. But one thing we've got to do, we've got to move forward, and unfortunately, it's against a conference team that's pretty talented. You know, their record doesn't reflect it, but they've played some good football teams. You know, they've played the, you know, some you know, a Michigan State, a Florida State, you know, and some teams that have some talent, you know, and so when you watch them, they're a good football team. I think I haven't, you know, only get to watch their defense, obviously, but they do some good things. So it's going to be quite a challenge.
We had the News and Observer story this past week when Lou Holtz, Skip's dad, obviously, was talking about it. He said that he didn't like favor the non-conference schedule that Terry Holland has formed, and he said it wasn't fair to the team. In my opinion, it's the only thing that saves Division I football. The only thing wrong with the schedule this year, and we've all kind of talked about it a little bit, is the bye week. I mean, if you have a bye week somewhere in the middle, I think it's a great schedule because you want to play the Virginia Techs, the West Virginias, you know, the NC States, the North Carolinas. I mean, the Virginia Tech game, people didn't think he's going to have a chance at all. And really, you guys did.
Right.
And the West Virginia game was probably another one where most people didn't think you guys had a chance. And West Virginia played a good, they played probably their best game of the year in that game.
Right. No, I agree with that. I think that if you're a competitor and you come to play at a Division I school, you want to play the best team
right.
that you possibly can. And I think that was the idea when we put that together. And, you know, I think that Coach Allen did a nice job with it. And, you know, right now, if you look at it against BCS schools, I think we're, you know, since Coach Holtz has been here, we're 4-3.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's I think that's you know, in 2.5 going on 3 years here, that's a pretty good statistic. And so if we can keep that at that rate going,
yeah.
and keep winning some of those, that's how you build it, you know, and that's how it becomes a special place over time.
And we've talked so much. It is unfortunate that East Carolina is not in the Big East, and it is unfortunate that, you know, there's not a conference home for East Carolina, a BCS conference home right now. But all you can do is take care of your business at home, which is what Terry Holland's been preaching for a couple of years, is win, do your own thing. And I think that, you know, if the Big East came calling, you know, tomorrow, if they decided, hey, we want to add 2 or 3 teams, it would be tough for East Carolina to be one of those 2 or 3.
Right.
But at some point, you know, there's got to be a way for East Carolina to get in one of those deals. And I think playing the BCS schools, you know, lining them up and playing is a great coup for East Carolina. And, you know, next year I think play Virginia Tech in Charlotte, which I think
That's
is
right.
a great trip.
Right.
You get, you know, the western part of the state, the chance to recruit there.
That's
and
right.
Play in front of those folks. So,
no, absolutely. And I recruit Charlotte area, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll be excited about that one. But, you know, it's exactly what it is. It's an opportunity for your guys to gain more exposure and to let people see, you know, how far this program's come. And I think that for the most part this year we've done a pretty good job of that. We just got to keep doing it.
Homecoming this week, Blazers come to town. UAB, East Carolina, again, that 3:30 kickoff. You said you've seen some film on UAB. At least on the outside looking in, usually UAB is a team of players that are just barely not good enough to play in the SEC, maybe some academic risk that SEC schools didn't want to take, and they end up with UAB. Is that pretty much the case again?
I think so. I think, you know, if you look at them talent-wise, there's some guys out there that probably could be playing in the SEC.
Right.
You know, and not at every position, obviously, or you know, they probably have a better record than what they have right now, but they do have some guys that can play, and they have some guys that can create some problems for you offensively, and then that's what you have to prepare for.
At least you guys aren't going to Alabama to play this one.
No,
this one's here.
That's right.
Because the history of games in Alabama.
It's funny because Coach Shankweiler said that today. We were watching film, and I looked up there. I said, you know, that just seeing that scoreboard on film gives me bad memories. You know, we've been there twice, you know, for the bowl and then the game last year, and we're 0-2. So, thankfully, it's in Greenville, and, you know, we got to find a way to try and go get a W.
Yeah, I tell you, they've had some bad luck down in the state of Alabama, and that's the bowl game. And now we're seeing, you know, South Florida. I mean, doing some really good things. They probably should have won their game the other night.
Yeah.
But, you know, what happens with teams, and it's happened every year, it seems there's 2 or 3 of them that creep into that undefeated spot about 6 or 7 weeks in. Then all of a sudden, instead of them playing to win, they're playing not to lose, and I think that's what happened in South Florida.
Well, I think that's right. I think Coach Hargraves the other day was telling our special teams about it. You know, the idea is to go from being the team that's always hunting to the team that's hunted.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you accept that role, when you learn how to handle that role, you know, you become a great team.
Yeah.
You know, you become the Ohio States and the teams that can maintain it. But that's what we want. You know, that's what we're trying to become at East Carolina, just like I know in Tampa right now, South Florida. That's what they're hoping they can sustain. So
should be interesting.
See how that goes from there. But it's interesting, too, when you look at a game like that from last year in the bowl game, and you see what South Florida's been able to do this year, and you say maybe they, you know, that was a game that I don't think East Carolina, obviously didn't play their best football, but and that's another game, College State game, got away from you early.
No, it did. You know, and we came out, didn't play well early. I think they go down and, you know, we turn the ball over. Yeah. I think it's not the first or second play of the game. They go score, and, you know, the game was really out of hand before it ever started. And, you know, when you're playing a good team, it's hard to do that. And, obviously, you know, now watching them play, we realize they were a pretty good football team.
Yeah, had a lot of talent for sure. 355-8822, our phone number. We'll take our last break of the night. Come back with more with Phil Petty. Again, 355-8822 to talk Pirate football tonight. Back with more after this.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is proud to announce the ultimate football tailgating special. This year, all ECU football Saturdays, you can get 20 pieces of chicken for $20. That's right, Pirate fans, every football Saturday, no matter if ECU is playing at home or away, you'll get 20 pieces of the Colonel's chicken for $20. It's the ultimate football tailgating special. Visit KFC with 3 locations in Greenville, Stansburg Road near the hospital, and 2 locations on Greenville Boulevard. Don't forget, 20 pieces for $20 on every Pirate football game at KFC. Taco Bell is introducing an exciting new offer for Pirate fans this year. On every Pirate football Saturday, all beef tacos are half price at Taco Bell. That's right, fans, Pirate football and half price tacos all day long. Now that's a winning combination. Visit Taco Bell with 3 locations in Greenville, Memorial Drive across from the hospital, Highway 11 next to Pitt Community College, and on the corner of Greenville and Arlington Boulevard. Don't forget, half price tacos every Pirate football game day at Taco Bell.
Football fans, we have a competition for you. Register at ecupirates.com or come to Bostic Sun Furniture and enter our armchair quarterback competition. You can win 2 tickets to the next ECU home game and compete by throwing the longest pass, sitting up and reclining in a purple or gold Lazy Boy recliner. Winners will receive a Bostic Sun gift certificate and will compete for the grand prize, both Lazy Boy recliners, during the last home game. Register at ecupirates.com or come to Bostic Sun Furniture, your furniture store of choice. East Fire Tower Road, Greenville.
Are you ready for some good food at a great time? Pirates Pub and Restaurant features daily lunch specials from beer butt chicken to Friday flounder. Speaking of Friday, when your high school team wins, you win. If your team wins by 20 points, we'll give you a 20% discount all weekend. You can save as much as half, and they'll go all the way to a 50-point margin of victory. Bring in your ticket stub and celebrate your team's win. Bring in your ECU ticket stub after the game for half-price appetizers. Pirates Pub and Restaurant, Turnberry Drive, across from the Food Line at Bellsport.
And now a few words from the folks at Phelps Chevrolet in Greenville. Music, you're gonna really like the closeout on the new 2007 Silverado Crew Cab, Extended Cab, and the Chevy Trailblazer with 0% financing for 60 months. Phelps Chevrolet, 3325 Memorial Drive, Greenville, North Carolina's finest. It's an American revolution. Take a test drive today.
Phelps Chevrolet.
The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly, weekdays from 12 noon till 3, only on Talk 1070.
Our show again, the phone number 355-8822. Phone lines are clear now. We've got about 12 minutes or so to go in tonight's show, so you can talk to Phil Petty, 355-8822. I want to thank some sponsors for their gifts for the coaches. Sunny Brunch for Two from the Beef Barn, courtesy of our good friend Bob Simon. For Coach Petty tonight, also a $25 scorecard from Tiebreakers, courtesy of Bram Anderson, the fine folks at Tiebreakers. Lunch for Two at the Pirates Pub, courtesy of Gary Harris and all our friends over at the Pirates Pub, and Golf for Two at Ironwood, courtesy of John LaMonica. So we'll get that prize back to you tonight. And I'm going to mail these. I've done a great job all year getting these things out, because 1 year I led to the end of the season. I'm mailing stuff out, forgetting how to do stuff and that kind of thing. So we've been consistent. You know, all the coaches preach consistency.
That's right.
All the time, so we've been able to do that. And we appreciate you guys taking your Monday nights and coming over and talking a little Pirate football with us. Blazers coming to town. Defensively, when you look at what they have, you know, what kind of setup are we going to see and that kind of thing?
Well, they're a 4-3 defense, pretty much. With everything they do, they play a little bit of three down, you know, with their defensive line and certain situations, but they're traditional 4-3 defense, but they're going to move some folks around. They try to get after you a little bit. They're going to blitz and try to cause some confusion. They've done it pretty much against every team they've played, so I don't expect it to be any different against us, but they're athletic. You know, their defensive line is young. They're playing a couple of freshmen on it. I think they're, you know, being a first-year staff down there too, they're probably trying to emphasize some things and get some people to play hard. And so they've created some depth there by putting the freshmen in front of some juniors and seniors. And then linebacker, their Will linebacker is an all-conference guy, I think. And so he's a pretty good player. And then the secondary, I don't even know his name, but it's number 18. I just remember from watching film today, but he's a good player. He's a really good player. He's one of those guys that could play probably anywhere. And so they've got some talent, and they'll mix it up on defense. They'll blitz some and, you know, mix some zone and man coverage in there and do some different things.
Leading up to the UAB game, when you think back to the state game, are there certain plays, or across the table, are there certain things, it's a fumble, turnover, are there certain things that you look at and say, you know, I wish we had done this a little more, we think we could have exploited this, and how does that play into your game plan the next week?
I wish we'd scored more points.
Yeah, I was thinking, a lot of people out there saying that right now.
First of all, I think I would have made it easy if we'd just done that, but we didn't, and you know, what you do is you go back, and that's our job. You know, we got to find the mistakes. Where were they? You know, what caused them? You know, was it, you know, schematically, was it a bad play? Was it production, you know, a guy not doing his job? Was it technique, you know, a guy getting beat because he had poor technique? Was it execution, just not throwing, not catching, not blocking? You know, those things, now, those are the things that we do all day. That's why, you know, we're up there. And so what we try to do is we try to eliminate those and before the next game. And I think that's what, you know, guys always say that's what coaching is eliminating those mistakes before they happen. So that's what we got to try to do.
Is that what, you know, Mondays are off for the players. For the coaches, you guys are in early watching film, and then, you know, you guys get a chance to spend some time, I think, with your families, because that's what Coach Holtz has always said. But when you guys go in Tuesday of game week, you know, do you have your game plan ready to go then, or are you still working on it for practice Tuesday afternoon?
We get it done on Mondays for the most part. Uh-huh. We have all Sunday afternoon after we've met on the previous game to get in there and put everything together. And then on Mondays, we have all day. You know, we're there probably, you know, about 12 hours that we have to kind of get everything organized and get on the same page. And so really after that point, it's pretty much just scripting out practice and then getting the looks that we need to see. And then a couple of things later in the week we may look at, you know, adding or deleting. But for the most part, it's we have a pretty good idea after Monday.
Yeah, to me, it'd be fascinating. We started, you know, being a follow all in the rooms. But when the game plan comes out, I mean, you know, it's a culmination of everybody's notes, everybody's opinions, that kind of thing. And I guess Coach Holtz has final say so on most of that stuff.
Right. You know, and he does. And but that's the thing is you know, you hear all the time about how important a staff is, and that's why, you know, because you got five guys in that room on offense that have all been different places, have all, you know, done it different ways. And a lot of times you hear this way we used to do it, and this way we used to do it, and that's healthy. That's a good thing, you know, and so nobody has all the answers, but eventually if you put us in there long enough, we hope to come up with something pretty good and then give our guys a chance to go play with.
As we sit here right now, is Rob the starting quarterback this week for sure? Is there a question maybe, you know, you may do something different, or will we see both like we've seen a couple of times?
Well, I think so. I think he is. You know, I think that, you know, again, I don't want to speak for Coach Fitch, but I think so. And, you know, I think you go into it the same way we've went into it this year. You know, what gives us the best chance to win during that game? And I think for the most part, we've done a good job of deciding that, you know, who has the hot hand, so to speak. And there's a lot of teams in the country playing two quarterbacks right now. You know, it's used to probably 10.
Would you have liked that? Now, you're a former quarterback. Yeah. Would you have liked, you know, having two quarterbacks?
You know, I have mixed feelings on it.
Yeah.
It's one of those deals where any quarterback's going to tell you that you get into every game's different. Every game has a different flow to it. Every game has a different rhythm to it. And once you get going, you kind of want to get in that rhythm and stay in it. And I think it helps a lot of guys. But at the same time, when things aren't going well, you know, when you aren't moving the ball for whatever reason, then you got to look elsewhere. You got to look and say, well, maybe this will give us a chance to move the ball. And as a quarterback, that's not what you want here, obviously, right. But just like any position, but I think those guys have done a good job of handling it too. I think that, you know, with Rob and Patrick and Brett there, that they've, and even Dwayne Harris at times has been back there, that they've all done a pretty good job of being unselfish and accepting their role and you know, accepting the fact that we're going to do whatever gives our team the best chance to win.
What does Dwayne offer as far as the quarterback position goes? I mean, how, if you compare him to Patrick and Rob as far as throwing the football, I mean, does he have the big league arm to throw it? I mean, obviously he's shown he can throw it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got a big league arm. I'll say that for him. He can throw it. But, you know, that there's so many things to play in that position.
Yeah.
You know, there were guys I played with that, you know, were receivers, but they could throw it 80 yards, you know, but it didn't mean they could play the quarterback position. So it's, there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of other things, a lot of intangibles, and so those are the things. When you find a guy that can do all those, then you've got a great player. You know, you've got a Michael Vick type guy who can do it all. But you know, Dwayne definitely brings a different element to the game as far as speed and athleticism. You know, you watch him, you know, again in the UTEP game, we hand him a sweep off to him, you know, a gator sweep, as we call it, and he takes it to the house.
Yeah.
You know, and just, you know, the other thing with him too is it's impressive is his lower body strength. I mean, if you see him up close, his legs are just, they're huge.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's got a lot of lower body strength. He's hard. He's to tackle. He's elusive, and so you got to find ways and to get him the ball, and that's what we try to do every week, whether it be, you know, him catching the snap or whether it be us throwing it or handing it to him.
Because that's got to be scary for the defense, because they're worried about Cass, worried about Payton, and then Dwayne comes out,
right.
And if he's got that big league arm, if he can throw it like you say he can, I mean, you know, and he can run it around, and he can do a lot of good things.
No, he can, and that's again, that's what you try to look for, and what we're trying to develop, and some things that we're looking at, and. So, you know, I think at that position, just like any position, just like at tight end or offensive line or receivers, we got to find a way to get better and find some depth in order to do some things.
Do you think he'll play a role in the quarterback position over the next couple of years, or do you think his role is pretty much what it is right now, that he'll be, you know, caught on to some of the trick plays, but mainly a receiver, returner? Because he can do, you know, a lot of things.
Right. I think he can. I think that, you know, he'll obviously get, you know, looked at very strongly. I mean, we've talked about possibilities with putting him there, and you know, it's really a fine line of what to do with him. You say, well, we put him at quarterback, or do we just keep him at receiver, or maybe even a little bit of running back, because he's so good with the ball in his hands. So there's a lot of things you can do with him, and that's not a bad problem to have. You know, it's better than the alternative of not having a guy like that at all. And so we've got to, you know, we'll sit and look at it, and we'll figure out the best way to make him the most effective.
And will there be other and maybe even newer ways to get him the football this week and the rest of the year?
I think that's what we try to do every week, you know, and we've done a nice job of it, is saying, hey, what, you know, even if it's just a list of 10 plays, whether it be for him or for Chris Johnson or Jamar Bryan or Devon Drew and those guys that we feel like can go make plays for us, and, you know, against the teams that we play. And so we'll try to do that again this week. You know, we'll look at it and see what they're giving us, you know, with their scheme on defense, and say, hey, we feel like we can get him the ball this way or that way, and try to go with that.
And that's really the bottom line as far as, you know, guys making plays. It seemed like the other night you got to a slow start. It seemed like somebody had to make a play. Finally, somebody does. You get the momentum rolling. And I think if somebody had popped up in that third quarter, and there was some close things that could have happened.
Well, and I think that's where you have to be realistic and look at it and give NC State credit. You throw the ball to Chris Johnson in the open field against NC State, and they tackle him for a gain of three.
Yeah.
You know, we throw the same pass, you know, against UTEP, and he's taking it for 30, 40, even a touchdown before. Yeah. Same thing with Dwayne Harris. He touched the ball in the open field, and they tackle him. And, you know, and hey, that's part of sports. I mean, give them credit where credit's due. And they did a good job of that. And again, they've got good athletes on the field.
You got the game this week at home, and you got some tough road trips. And people keep looking at Memphis's record and Marshall's record and thinking those are going to be gimmies. They're on the road. Marshall in November can't be any fun.
No, the weather probably will not be the most permitting. But, you know, ask Southern Miss right now how tough Marshall is.
Yeah.
I mean, Southern Miss is a football team, and they're tied for the lead with us in the conference. And they you know, just barely slipped out of there with a victory last night, you know, having to score in the last drive of the game. So there's no doubt that we still have some very tough games remaining on our schedule and conference, and two of which are on the road, which, like you said, it's hard to win on the road anywhere in college football. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter what conference or what team you're at, it's just hard. And so we've got two on the road, and we got to find a way to go get some wins. But the one thing we've got to do is we've got to focus, and we've got to get our guys focused on 1 week, one game at a time, and that's how we got to approach this thing.
Final thought before I let you go on UAB. Fans in the stands watching that first drive, what do they see happen that they know that, hey, this is going to be a good offensive football game for East Carolina? What do you guys, what do they look for? Runs? passes, quick outs, long pass? Well, let's first play the game.
If we're going forwards and not backwards, then
that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. You know, if that's happening, then we should be okay. But we'll mix it up. You know, we're going to try to do what we've been doing, basically, and simplify a little bit for our guys and give them something they can go execute and just go play, you know, and get them to go play hard and play good football, hopefully, and then protect the ball and not turn it over like we've really done a pretty good job of this year as a whole, you know, and we got to continue to do that and just work hard and give our guys something they can do.
3:30 kickoff, East Carolina and UAB for homecoming for East Carolina coming up this week. The 2002 Outback Bowl Most Valuable Player, Phil Petty, joining us tonight.
Yeah, that's a few years back there.
That's a few years back. You're still young, my man. You're still very young.
Getting one more year every year, though. I don't know. It's a year older from last year, so. But, yeah, those were good times back then.
Pretty soon you'll be great like me. You'll still be better looking. Good job. Thanks so much. Phil Petty, our guest tonight. Have yourself a great sports week. That is our show for tonight. We'll see you back here next Monday night on the Brian Bennett Show. Good night, everybody.